Let's begin, Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 16, Shir Tezayin, half of a fellow, what a schos. We're learning the sugya of Zwiza Magdibi Lebitzvahs, and thank you for bringing a chumash, can you please pass me a chumash? In the sugya of Zwiza Magdibi Lebitzvahs, we've discussed, Baruch Hashem, thank you, we've discussed, Baruch Hashem, how it comes up in our sugya, the limud from Avraham Avinu, the limud from Mila, and today what we want to do is want to clarify a couple of important points which come up in Zrizim. The first point being that there's a lot of different Mamori Chazal about mitzvahs. And if you look in the Sefer Chayei Adam, which was one of the most popular halacha svarim in the world before the Mishbura came out, because Shulchan Aruch came out, one of the most popular halacha svarim was Chayei Adam. Chayei Adam goes through all of halacha, gives you basic, straightforward halacha. He has a whole section in the Sefer, it's in Klal Samaches, where he goes through Mamorim in Chazal about mitzvahs. For example, Zwiz Magdim al mitzvahs. Or, he has another one, Ein Mavirin al mitzvahs. I'm familiar with different Mamorim Chazal. Or, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Or, Ushmartem es ha-mitzvahs. Ushmartem es ha-matzahs, etc. Mitzvah ba'aliyot chal tach mitzena. There's a lot of different Mamorim Chazal about mitzvahs. And if you want to know a little bit about these Mamorim Chazal and Makaris for them also, you take a look in the Chayei Adam in Klal Samech Ches. Some of the things that we're going to talk about, he talks about also right there. It's a Grimar Makom to know. It's something that if you have a chance, it's good to check it out. Let's begin with the Drasha over here in Chumash. It's brought down in Rashi. Everybody knows Chumash Rashi. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bai, it says, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do what we can to prevent the matzos from becoming chametz. Ushmartem es ha-matzos. Kibi etzamiyam azeh, otzeziya, etzivetzichem eretz Mitzrayim, etc. So what is this idea, Ushmartem es ha-matzos? Rashi says, Ushmartem es ha-matzos, that they shouldn't become chametz. Right? If you remember when we went to grind the wheat, you guys remember we went to grind the wheat? Rabbi Sklar, the head of the Chabur over there, told everybody, this Pasuk with this Rashi, this is the Kavanah to have in mind when you're grinding the wheat, when you're doing the Malacha of making matzah, this is what you need to have in mind. L'shem matzah's mitzvah means I'm being shomer that it shouldn't become chametz. That's the Pasuk behind the Pasuk. Comes Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yoshia, different pronunciations, comes Rabbi Yeshaya, and he says, "Alti koreis ha-matzois." Don't read it. Shmartem as ha-matzois. Guard the matzos that they shouldn't become chametz. Rather, elo es ha-mitzvois. Don't let you should guard the mitzvois. Don't let the mitzvois become chametz. Kiderech shein machmitzin es ha-matzois, kach ein machmitzin es ha-mitzvois. Just like you can't let the matzah become chametz, also don't let the mitzvah become chametz. Elim baliyotcha aseo samiyad. If it comes to your hands, do it right away. Right away. Don't delay the mitzvahs. So, we're learning our sugyo, Zwiz Magdim la mitzvahs, and it would seem that this halacha, Zwiz Magdim la mitzvahs, and this halacha of mitzvah baliyotcha altach mitzena, it would seem that they're both the same idea. You have a mitzvah, do it right away. Zwiz Magdim la mitzvahs, do it right away. Mitzvah baliyotcha altach mitzena, do it right away. And the truth is, I showed Shlomo this morning that there's an Aruch HaShulchan in the end of Simen Tav Reish Chaf Vav, right? That's where it was? In the end of Simen Tav Reish Chaf Vav? Yeah. So he says over there, no, it was the end of Tav Reish Chaf Hei, was it?
Come on, Shlomo!
It's the end of Tav Reish Chaf Hei. The end of Tav Reish Chaf Hei, right? So he says over there that a person should build his sukkah right after Pesach, right? Why? Because, right after sukkah, I mean? After Yom Kippur, I give up. Person should build his sukkah right after Yom Kippur, because why? Because he says, because why? Because Zrizim Magdim le mitzvahs and mitzvah baliyot al tach mitzena. Right? He seems to put the two together. It's kilu one thing. And in a number of places I came across, Paiskim, Mefarshim, that put these two ideas together, mitzvah baliyot al tach mitzena and Zrizim Magdim le mitzvahs, it's one idea, one halacha. Which is, in a way, you know, nice. It's always nice to, like, put things together. It makes a gishmak. But at the same time, what in the world are we talking about? How could that be? Zviz Magdima LeMitzvahs is from a pasuk VeYashkeim Avram BaBoiker. It's a drasha in our Gemara from the story of the Akeda. And over here, Shmartem as a Matzis is a drasha over here in Parshas Bo. It's two separate psukim. It's two separate drushes. It's two separate people explaining it. How could we say that it's the exact same thing? How could we say it's the same thing? It's a chiddush to say that these two ideas are exactly the same thing. And therefore, we want to try to understand, if they're not the same thing, what's taka the difference? They sound very similar. What's the difference between these two ideas? Zviz Magdima LeMitzvahs and Ushmartem Es HaMatzos. Ushmartem Es HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Abal Yotcha Altach Mitzena. Are they the same? Are they different? What's the difference? Okay? So again, we mentioned one possibility, taka, they're the same. They're from the same idea, one possibility. But we want to try to explore another option. We want to try to see, is there a possibility of explaining, is there a difference between these? What would the difference be? So the Netziv is actually the earliest of the Maor Makomos that we have on the page today, discussing this Shaila, the Netziv in Merome Sadeh. He discusses this Shaila, and he says, a geshmak of art. He says a very geshmak of art. What does he say? He's bothered by the kasha that at the same, you know, while we have our sugya of zvizu magdim lemitzvahs, it seems that there's another sugya of mitzvah boliyot chalatach mitzena. So what's the difference? Netziv's question. And what does the Netziv answer in Merome Sadeh? He says the teretz is that the din of zvizu magdim lemitzvahs is avar in the hachana for a mitzvah. The din of mitzvah bal yad chalatach mitzena, that's a part of the mitzvah itself. And let's explain. When you're dealing with a mitzvah itself, so there's a halacha that you need to do it right away. Mitzvah bal yad chalatach mitzena, don't do it right away. That's where that klal was said. That's ushmartem es hamitzvos. Zvizu magdim lemitzvos is not talking about the mitzvah. It's not talking about doing the mitzvah. What's it talking about? It's talking about doing the achana for the mitzvah. That when you're doing a preparation for a mitzvah, you should do whatever you can to prepare the mitzvah in advance so that you'll be able to do the mitzvah right away. That's Zvizu Magdima LeMitzvahs. Zvizu Magdima LeMitzvahs means do the achanas early so that you'll be able to do the mitzvah right away. Hazai Zakhtin Etziv. Now he doesn't explain this part, but I'll be Mosif. I think one of you guys actually made this diak in Seder. Was it you, Joseph? Or maybe it was your Chavrusa. I forgot. He said the Nekuda like this. It's a diak. I want to ask a question. Zakt the Netziv, Gavald Gavart, beautiful pshat. If we were learning in Velazhin, when the Netziv was the Rosh Hashiva, we would go over the Netziv and we would say, Rabbeinu, Rosh Hashiva, what a Gavald Gapshat. But where did you get that from? How do you know that Zviz Magdima LeMitzvahs is talking about the achana for the mitzvah and Ushmartem Es HaMitzvahs is talking about the mitzvah itself? Where did that come from? Maybe Zviz Magdima LeMitzvahs is talking about the mitzvah and Ushmartem Es HaMitzvahs is talking about the achana? Or maybe they're both talking about the mitzvah? How do you know to explain it in this way? It's a nice idea, it's a beautiful vart, but where did you get it from? Where's the remez? Where's the pshat? Where's the makar? So, what I think could be a pshat is just pashut explaining the words. Ushmartem es hamitzvos, mitzvah baliyodcha, al tach mitzena. That's talking about the mitzvah itself. A mitzvah comes to you, don't let it become chametz. Don't delay it. That's talking about the guf hamitzvah. Zviz magdimin limitzvos. What is magdimin limitzvos? Listen to this diak. Why does it say Zvizu Magdimin LeMitzvahs or LaMitzvahs? It should say Zvizu Magdimin HaMitzvahs. If a person is a Zariz, he's Makdim the Mitzvah. He does the Mitzvah earlier. Maybe this is the Makar where the Netziv is getting this from. Zvizu Magdimin LaMitzvahs is telling you that a Zariz, he's Makdim to the Mitzvahs. What does it mean he's Makdim to the Mitzvahs? It means he's Makdim the Achonas to prepare to be able to do the mitzvahs early. That's maybe a makar of where the Netziv got this Zvar. But we need to take it another step. Because according to what the Netziv is saying, Zrizin is not a din in the mitzvah. It's a din in the achana of the mitzvah. That means wherever we find Zrizin, it's not talking about doing a mitzvah early. Isn't that incredible? Let's figure this out. Our Gemara talks about Zrizin. It talks about Zrizin regarding three mitzvahs, right? Three mitzvahs. Is it talking about the mitzvah, or is it talking about the achana of the mitzvah? What's our Gemara talking about? Bidikas Chametz, Bris Mila, and Avraham Avinu with Akeres Yitzchak. What are we talking about doing early? What are we talking about? We're talking about doing the mitzvah early, the gufa mitzvah, or we're talking about the achana of the mitzvah? What are we talking about?
Well, the pasuk of Avraham seems that he did his donkey and
he. The Akamai Shes Chamoy, right, right.
Preparing.
Oh, the preparation, very good. Right. By Avraham Avinu, Zak Shlomo, by Avraham Avinu. The Netziv also speaks this out. But Avraham Avinu, what was he doing? He was doing the hachana of the mitzvah. Why was he doing the hachana of the mitzvah? What about the mitzvah itself? When did the mitzvah start by Avraham Avinu?
Once he got to the
Akedah itself. So the Netziv actually says interesting aura here. What you're saying about the Akedah itself, actually, I think in Harei Kedem he actually says that. That the Akedah itself was the mitzvah itself. Hashem told him, Kach is bincha, tzichidcha, asher ahavta, elamakom asher reka, says to take him to a place, ba'aleyu sham lo'ilah, and bring him up over there as an oilah.
So when he started going, that was the mitzvah, no?
So you're saying that included in what he told him was, v'lech l'cha l'eretz ha'moriyah ba'aleyu sham lo'ilah. So included in the mitzvah was also to go. Not just the hakrava, the halah on the mizbeach. Good. So the going. So when's the mitzvah of going? When was the mitzvah of going?
Seeing if you started as donkey, then maybe we consider going.
That was already part of the mitzvah. When? What time was the mitzvah already?
You're not going anywhere.
Oh, saddling the donkey is not going anywhere. But when was the mitzvah to go? When was the mitzvah to go?
Right when he was commanded.
So in Cain. So how could we say? How could we say that it's a function of Zrizin Magdim al-Mitzvahs? It should be a function of Mitzvah Bal Yotcha al-Tachmitzeno, because he's already included in the Mitzvah right now. As soon as he was commanded to go, Zokshai, as soon as he was commanded to go, so now he has the Mitzvah now, he's already involved in the Gufa Mitzvah. Which concept should apply? Shmart. Mitzvah Bal Yotcha al-Tachmitzeno. Shmart. Because he's in the Gufa Mitzvah. Our Gemara applies Zrizin. It's a kasha on the Netziv. What in the world is the Netziv talking about? Zrizim shouldn't apply by Avraham Avinu. What's the pshat? What's the teretz? The Netziv asks this kasha on himself. What does he answer? He says, Gval de Gavart, which we were mechavim to the other day, right? Now, what's the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to go, but he didn't tell him when to go. So Mela now, it was up to Avraham Avinu and his Torah Shebal Peh to figure out when Hashem wants him to go. So he said like this. If it would be normal for people to travel at night, so then Hashem tells me go, I gotta go, even at night. Even right away at night. But it's not normal for people to travel at night. So when Hashem tells me to go, he probably didn't mean to go at night, because that's not normal. What did Hashem mean? When should I go? During the day. Oh. So that means that when would the mitzvah start by Avraham Avinu? During the day. Now, so we could apply Zrizim to what? To Avraham Avinu's hachanas, Avraham Avinu's preparations to be able to go. So when did Avraham Avinu do his preparations? Listen to the words of Rashi, golden words of Rashi. Vayashkim Avraham Baboiker, what does it say? He got up early in the morning. When did he get up? Sheloi Himtin Adanesachama. He didn't wait for Nates. He got up before Nates. Before Nates, early in the morning. The day starts with Nates. Avraham Avinu got up before Nates to do. One second, the days. Okay, I know what you're talking about. The day starts with Nates. That's what we're asking, right? The Mishnah says in Megillah. Slow down one second. And therefore, he got up before Nates. And therefore, he was involved in achanas. right? Ala Achunas, the Avraham Avinu, was involved in the Achunas, in the preparations before the mitzvah. That was Midin's reason. So now we understand, Dr. Netziv, that the concept of Zrizin Taka applies to Avraham Avinu by the Akedah. Because the mitzvah didn't begin until the morning, till the night, till the daytime. And Memela, he was doing the Achanas, the Zrizim, early in the morning so that he could start the mitzvah right away. And you have a question? Yeah.
Mr. Brewer Paskins over there that all mitzvahs, but Mekra didn't start by Alois.
Right, b'di'evet. We all that way. That you don't say b'di'evet from Alois. It's true.
So why are you saying the mitzvah starts by?
Because I told you. I said it before. I said it. It's b'di'evet. We'll go back to Alois, but l'chatchila we start the day with Nates. I just said to you. It's the Mishnah and Megillah. I showed it to you the other day. Right.
That it starts by Nates.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't you? Who was I showing it to?
No, you showed it to me.
I did. Okay, yeah, it starts with the Nates. That's what the Mishnah says in Megillah. Yeah.
I think we discussed this before, but why can't Avram go out at night if he theoretically, the whole reason why people aren't going out at night is because he was alone.
Right.
He wasn't alone and also was a mitzvah.
Very good question. So, Be'etzem, I guess on paper we could say that he should have been able to go alone. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Tzivoy to go. So what does that mean? That means that you, in your specific circumstance, you are able to take advantage of the exception to the rule, and therefore the tzivui is to go right away even now? Or do we say no? That the understanding of the tzivui from a Kadosh Baruch Hu is based on what's normal, not based on what the exception is, and therefore the tzivui is only going to start tomorrow. So you're right. Avraham Avinu could have taken advantage of an exception to the rule. Although maybe it's a little bit cyclical, right? Because we're saying it's a mitzvah, but why is it a mitzvah? Because the mitzvah starts now, right? So it's a little bit circular logic, right? If the mitzvah starts tomorrow, so then it doesn't start now, and then he can't go now, right? So Memela comes out. Interesting thing. That's the question. When Hashem gives a tzivui to a person, what's the pshat in the tzivui? You know, Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zocha. What's the pshat in the tzivui when Hashem talks to us? What does it mean? It means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to a person based on a specific exception that theoretically he could take advantage of, or no? A Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to a person based on what's normal. Avraham Avinu tells us, Al Pi the Netziv, that the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to people is based on what's normal, not based on what could be an exception, a theoretical exception. So this is the pshat by the Akedah. Yeah. You got a question?
Yeah, I guess. Never
mind. Okay. This is the pshat by the Al-Qaeda.
Someone once said that Derech Erech Derech Einan V'chol Nesiv Yisrael Shalom, that that pasuk teaches us to be normal. What do you think on that?
That's a good idea. We'll talk about that 1:15. We'll leave it there. Okay?
Maybe a different time.
That's what I assumed. Okay. So let's continue. Yeah? Let's go into the next mitzvah. We have three mitzvahs. What are the three mitzvahs? Akedas Yitzchak, Bittul Chametz, Bedikas Chametz, and Bris Mila. So we just addressed the issue of the Akedah. But the Gemara brings up Zrizim by Bris Mila and also Bedikas Chametz. What is the Gemara talking about? The mitzvah itself or the Achana? What are we talking about? According to the Netzev, it has to be talking about the Achana. So let's go to Bris Mila. Bris Mila comes up in the Brisa, and what does it say? Bris Mila. So the pasuk says, and the Bryce is Doresh, Kolayom Kulay Kashalamila. Ella Shizvizi Magdimila Mitzvahs. Right? Is that talking about the mitzvah or is it talking about the achan of the mitzvah?
It could be, I'm saying.
Could be what?
Could be preparation.
How could it be preparation if we're talking about the mitzvah Kolayom Kulo Kashalamila? The mitzvah of Mila is this day. What are we talking about? The Achana or the mitzvah itself?
The mitzvah.
Zok the Netziv. Talking about the Achana. Zok Shav talking about the mitzvah. We have a problem here. What's going on? Netziv's additional question on himself. He says like this. And this is beautiful. Rabbeinu David asks Akasha, how could we learn from Mila? How could we learn from Mila that Zrizin only starts during the day, not the nighttime? Doesn't make sense. Mila anyway is not allowed to be done at nighttime. So the reason why I'm doing Mila during the daytime is because why? Is because that's the earliest possible time anyway. So what's the Gemara proving from Mila that it's Davka during the day and not the night before? Obviously it's Davka during the day, not before. The night before wasn't even an option, Bechlal. How could the Gemara prove anything about Zrizin from this idea? Right? The famous question that we discussed from Rabbeinu David. Kashan Rashi. 1 second, please. So therefore, comes the Netziv and says a beautiful pshat. Zok the Netziv, according to what I just explained, that there's the Hachana and versus the goof of the mitzvah. Zok the Netziv, when the Gemara is discussing Mila, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the mitzvah itself? No. We're talking about the Hachana of the mitzvah. Because there's reason. We're talking about Hachana. Now, in the halacha of Mila, you're not allowed to do Mila during the day. Are you allowed to do during the night. Are you allowed to do the Hachana of the Mila during the night?
No.
Of course. Very good. Why not? Of course you're allowed to do the Hachana of the Mila during the night. So, Memela, when the Gemara says, Zrizin Magdim al Mitzvah is from Mila, what's it talking about? It's talking about the Hachana. And what does it say? It says, they do it in the morning. Right? So that's how the Gemara could bring up Mila as a raya that the earliest you have to do is from the morning. Because we're talking about the Achanas. Zrizim is talking about the Achanas. Yeah? What? Your question?
Does he do prepare?
1 second. Chai has his hand up. Yeah?
So you're saying that you're allowed to prepare at night?
Correct.
Okay, so why did Avram settle his donkey at night?
He did. That's exactly what I pointed out from Rashi. He did it before Nates, which is still before the day.
Nates
is the beginning of the day. Right. Kol mitzvah ziyom.
So
shouldn't do Adon Nates Achama, the Mishnah says. What?
He left at Nates, or he left...
Well, yeah, I guess the Achanas were done before Nates so that he could leave right away at Nates. Correct.
So how do you understand the question?
I guess that would be a little bit of a question by Mila, which I was bothered by. Why wouldn't we do the Achanas for Mila before Nates so that we could do the Mila right away by Nates? He's lying about that.
Theoretically, you're technically doing a chana for a bris. Nowadays, I'm saying at least, you know, a chana for a bris the whole week. Meaning you
right.
Someone has a baby boy, you have to iron marley, you have to find a bris.
Right, there's a lot of things to do, right.
And you're theoretically doing for a whole week.
Correct. Are you mchuyev to do all of the chanas the whole week? No. When do we have this din of zrizim? The din of zrizim, it sounds like is going to be
that day.
You know, yeah, that morning, whatever.
Theoretically,
that's what
you're not
like.
doing any chana that day.
Bring the baby to yeah, it could be. You could arrange it like that. That's true.
Theoretically, that's what people try to do, no? They try.
People try to do a lot of things. Baruch Hashem, you know, we're good people. We try to do the achanas earlier instead of later, of course.
Okay,
but the question is, where's the mitzvah?
Have you seen out of the mitzvah then? If you do the achanas beforehand,
l'chayr not. L'chayr not.
You still get the.
Yeah, you're still getting those reasons.
So
yeah.
What?
Okay. Okay.
How do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, question about Gemara.
Yeah. What do you mean?
He's saying, why don't we do Bedika later on? And then they're suggesting, oh, maybe because the reason is Rizus. So are they saying now that Bedika is a preparation?
Oh, very good. Shragi, you're bringing us to the third point. Exactly. What about the mitzvah of Bedika? Is the mitzvah of Bedika the Gufa mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah of Bedika a Hachana for a mitzvah? Right? So we just explained Mila. We explained Akedah. What about Bedika?
Zok the
Netziv, Bedika is a achana for the mitzvah. What is it? How is it an achana for the mitzvah? Because the mitzvah is to get rid of the chametz before shashishis, before a person's going to be over Bali Rabbali Matze, like we learned in Rashi so beautifully. Bezim and Aleph, it all goes back to Rashi in the Mishnah. Why are we doing Bedika? Shlo Yavrel Bali Rabbali Matze. When does that take place? Sof shashishis. So therefore, Zok the Netziv, the Bedika that I'm doing in advance is a achana for the mitzvah, which is going to be later. And therefore, the Gemara talks about Zrizin, as far as Bedika, and not Ushmarta Mezah Mitzvahis, Mitzvah Vol Yad Chaldach Mitzana, because we're not yet in the Guf HaMitzvah. Yeah, question.
I'm saying, is it
okay.
Bedika is not a mitzvah. I'm saying it. Bedika is a mitzvah, not just preparation. I'm saying.
Right.
I'm saying there's obviously the shorichamit, but you shouldn't see it. You should find it.
Okay. Yeah. But it, so that you're right. I guess we could even go further and prove it's a mitzvah based on the fact that we make a bracha. Bracha tashem al kedem al cholam. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvoysav v'tzivanu al
Biur
chametz is actually the lashon of the bracha, right? Not bedikas chametz. You know why? Because bedika is not really a mitzvah. It's a hecha timtza to be able to prepare for the biur. That is the role of bedika, like we learned already in the Kovet Shiurim. The idea is that bedika 100% is playing a role in some way, in some level. It's a mitzvah. In some level, it's a takanos chazal that we need to do. It's maybe even a doraisa kiyum. Wonderful. But at the end of the day, not in its own sense, but rather as a means of preventing a person being over by the Rabbi Matzah later.
So this is a question on Gemara, that means, no?
What?
Because we said in the Gemara that the reason we do, what's it called? The reason you can't say that you could do... hold on. Come back to me.
Okay, no problem.
He goes against what the Ron says.
1 second.
My mind's very sharp on the way that I'm thinking.
Okay.
I want it to be broken if it's not true. If I want to be get the kim as zrizim akdim lemitzvahs.
Yeah.
I need to go before there is a chiyuv of the mitzvah.
Okay.
Bidyevit, there's still a chiyuv at once a lice comes.
But lichat chila, when is the mitzvah?
But we're not
when
talking about lechatchila. No. There is a mitzvah. If I do mila before alois, it's not counted. If I do mila after alois, it is counted.
Very good. So lechatchila, when are you supposed to do this mitzvah?
After nates.
After nates, very good.
But if I want to do zrizim, then why wouldn't I wake up before alois, where there is no mitzvah? That's where I'm doing the hachana, and that's reason I came to mitzvahs, because the mitzvah doesn't even apply. But the mitzvah applies. There still is a mitzvah.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference as far as this discussion is concerned, because right now, if you come to the Rav and you say, should I do the Mila now? You know what he's going to tell you? You know what he's going to tell you.
You could, but you
no,
should
No, he's not going to tell you that.
Really?
Yeah, know. Really. You know he's not going to tell you that.
No, I don't. I've been
if
told
you would be a Rav, if you would be a Rav, you should not tell him you could, but it's better to wait. You should not tell him that. You know what you should tell him?
Bidi Evan?
No, that's not what you should tell him. That's not what you should tell him. That's a bad rub.
He should know
you are a bad rub.
You know
okay,
what?
But don't worry. You're not a rub yet. When you'll be a rub, then you'll gonna be good.
The Chavetz Chaim says.
One second, Reb Yid. One second. Slow down. First, learn how to be a good rub. Okay? Okay, listen to how to be a good rub.
Okay.
He comes to you after Alois, before Nates, and he says, he's really excited to do the mitzvah. He's inflamed with the Avas Hashem. He wants to literally make an indelible mark of on his child's body. For Knesset's bris for Avraham Avinu, I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
Can I do it?
No.
No!
No,
that's
wait,
exactly
no.
What you should tell him. Yes, that's what you should tell him.
Okay.
Good, now you're a good Rav. Okay, you tell him, no, absolutely not.
No, it's
but
not,
I can't
it's
hold
not
back.
True!
But you can't hold back. You better hold back, otherwise you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're doing it for yourself. You're a bum. You claim it's for Hashem. You're so not even true. Come on. It's not for Hashem. It's for yourself. If it was for Hashem, then you would do what Hashem told you to do. And that is to wait.
No. The Mishnah. Okay.
We're going to continue this soon. Biz Hashem Lineder. Okay. Yeah. What do you say? Question.
I'm saying, according to the Ron, he learns that Bidika in itself is the mitzvah. So how does that work out?
The bedika is a mitzvah, but for what purpose? Shelo yadro l'vadi rabbi l'matzah. That's what we said. You can say a bracha on the bedika, but why? Not because the bedika is its own mitzvah. It's a hecha timtza. Shelo yadro l'vadi rabbi l'matzah. You hear?
No.
Okay, we'll explain more afterwards. But that's the part. Okay, let's get into. It's geschmack. It's mamish geschmack. These 3 points of the Netziv, the Vart of Zrizin versus Mitzvah Yotcha Al Tachnitzena. We explained the geschmack adiyak to show where he's coming from. The Netziv continues with a kasha on himself. Fourth kasha on himself. What does he ask on himself? It says in the Ramah, in the end of Simin Tafresh Chaf Hey, right? It says over there. That right after Yom Kippur, what should a person be involved with?
Sukkah.
Building a sukkah. And unfortunately, it's not on the page, but the Netziv doesn't actually quote this one. He quotes the one in Tavresh Chav Dalet for some reason. But in Tavresh Chav Hey, Rama brings down, it's a mitzvah to be involved in building the sukkah right away after Yom Kippur. Why? What does he say? Shai, there's a Mishnah Berurah right behind you in lacquer number 79. Let's take out Mishnah Berurah, lacquer number 79. Chelek Vav. Should be in there.
Hey, if we say we could do Zrizas the night before.
Number Vav, Chelek Vav.
Right, if we say we could do Zrizas the night before, so why do we have a problem with the answer? Why is Zrizas the morning?
Yeah, you haven't turned to Tafresh Chav Vav. Tafresh Chav Hey, I mean. Yeah.
If we say my Mila, you could do Zrizas the night before, so that's why it's a good example of Zrizas Mila. So then what's, why can't we say, and Bdika is a preparation.
Yeah.
So what's the whole question? Why don't we do it the 6 hour? Zrizas is a good answer. Why do you say only in the morning?
The 6th hour?
We're saying, oh, well, 6 hours, and they said maybe suggesting Zrizas, saying, no, that's only in the morning.
Right.
But we say Mila is a good example because Zrizas could be done the day before.
No, the Hachana could be done the day before, and yet what do we pass him?
Saying Hachana is Zrizas.
The Hachana could be done before, and yet what do we say? Only from the morning, not the night before. That's exactly the point. That's exactly
really
the point.
For, like, right only, before the morning.
Tavrish the end of Tavrish Chafi. Yeah, only in the morning, Mila, not the night before.
No, we do Zrizas before.
Yeah, the Zrizas, there were the Gemara's talking about Zrizas, and it says from the morning. Which means do it early in the morning. Doesn't say do it the night before.
Yeah.
Oh, what does it say in the Ramah at the end of Tavrish Chav Hey? That we should be Isaac and building the sukkah right away after Yom Kippur. Why?
Because when a mitzvah comes to your hand, you should not wait for it.
Oh, because mitzvah b'l yotcha al tach. He quotes from the Ma'aril, mitzvah b'l yotcha al tach. Regarding what? Regarding building a sukkah. Is building a sukkah the mitzvah? Or is it the achon of a mitzvah?
Building a sukkah itself is a mitzvah.
The building a sukkah itself is a mitzvah? Which mitzvah?
That's why you build a sukkah right after
Yom Kippur.
What mitzvah is building a sukkah?
Building a sukkah is a mitzvah, no?
Which one of the 613? I'm not familiar with that one.
46.
Isn't that why we do right after Yom Kippur?
Check it out. I have a set of mitzvahs right here.
How many lockers do we have in this place?
Okay. What do we have over here? Okay, is there a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah
isn't that
of
we
building
do?
A sukkah?
Isn't that we build
There's
that
no
Kippur?
Mitzvah. I know what it says about building a sukkah after Yom Kippur. That's exactly what I just quoted.
Start off
but that but the question is that's not a mitzvah. That's exactly what I just quoted. My question is that it's not a mitzvah. What mitzvah is there to build a sukkah? There's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. There's no mitzvah to build a sukkah.
That's the point.
Chag sukkah is tasalacha.
No reason why you have to.
Oh, it's like a good. Chag, make for yourself what? A chag of sukkahs. A yom tov of sukkahs. Good. So I'm going to make myself a yom tov of sukkahs. You know what that's called? That's called
can I give you
a yom tov. It's called not doing malacha. It's called making kiddush. 7 days. It starts on Tezvav Tishrei. Chag of sukkahs tasalacha. I agree. Make yourself a yom tov of sukkahs. There's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. And therefore, this Ramah is difficult with what the Netziv just said. It's difficult. By the way, Mitzvah 46 is to bring Shtei Halechem in the Mikdash.
What? Actually?
Okay, so now... So let's...
This is davening and learning.
Let's get to... What's it called? Let's get to this Nikuda over here. So... The Teretz is Zakhtin Etziv. You know why we can talk about Mitzvah Bal Yotcha Tach Mitzena regarding building a sukkah, even though it's only a Achana for a mitzvah? This is a Yesaitis Tikkun Etziv. It comes up in many places. It's a beautiful Yediyah. If you know this Yetziv, this Netziv, you can bring it in Makkos, you can bring it in Psachim, you can bring it in Sukkah, you can bring it in Ksuvis. It comes up in a lot of places, and you'll really sound like a Gevaldik Tamu Chacham if you know this Netziv. He's more ma'arich about it in the Hamik She'ela, which is a sefer on the Shiltas, and Simon Kuf Samach Tes. He's really ma'arich about it over there. But over here, he says the Vart. It's a Gishmak of Vart to know. Zok the Netziv. Normally, when you're doing the Achana for a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. You need to put on tefillin, right? Going to get the tefillin is not the mitzvah. That's the hachana for the mitzvah. That's eicha tinta to be able to do the mitzvah.
So it's putting on tefillin.
Putting on tefillin is the mitzvah. What bracha do you say? Le haniach. To put on tefillin, right? That's the mitzvah of tefillin. I agree. Good. But lemaisa, going to get the tefillin, that's not a mitzvah.
Le mitzvah. Right?
So now, Zakta Netziv, that's normally the case. But sometimes, the hachana for the mitzvah is somewhat of a mitzvah. We can call it a quasi-mitzvah, a semi-mitzvah. Why? How does that work? How do you decide which hachana for the mitzvah? Yeah, which hachana for the mitzvah? No. Zakta Netziv, sometimes the Torah itself alludes to a hachana for the mitzvah. For example, the pasuk that you quoted, Chag HaSukkos Ta'as Halacha, excellent quote of that pasuk. The Netziv quotes that pasuk. He says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'as Halacha. It's true. The pasuk of the pasuk is not talking about building a sukkah. The pasuk of the pasuk is talking about making a yomtiv of sukkahs. But at the end of the day, it uses the word make for yourself a yomtiv of sukkahs. Make sukkahs. So the question is, why does the Torah use such a terminology, Zakta Netziv? It's being merames to the preparation of the sukkah, to the building of the sukkah. And that's why, before you hire somebody to build your sukkah for you, you should really think twice. Because mitzvah bai, yaiser mi bishluchai. There's a mitzvah for you to do something personally than to have somebody else do it for you. Okay, if you pay the guy money, it could be that it's considered as if you did it personally. Yesh ladim badaber. Tali the machan Ephraim, and building a maka, say it, we'll talk about it then. Yad polk, yad bal bais. But either way, no, let's say it's a favor, whatever it is. Right? If you're hiring, it could be different, fine. But mitzvah bai yaiser mi bishluchai, zakta netziv, when it's hachana, which is nirmaz in the Torah, then it has somewhat of a status of a mitzvah.
So who decides?
And therefore, one second, therefore we can quote mitzvah bal yotcha al tach mitzen regarding building a sukkah. Who decides which hachana yes, which hachana no? Tuli's question? Teretz is there a remez for the hachana in the Torah? Or is there no remez for the hachana in the Torah? That's the question. There are a few mitzvahs that there's a remez for the hachana in the Torah. Zakt the netziv, another nafkamina, mitzvah bayos min bishluchov. Another nafkamina, Isaac bin mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. There's multiple nafkaminas as to if something is a mitzvah or is not a mitzvah, it's just a hachana for a mitzvah. The chiddush over here is that the hachana for a mitzvah could even be qualified as a mitzvah itself. It's an unbelievable thing. A person is involved in preparing to do something. He doesn't have the tour of Isaac bin mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. But if it's this type of hachana, it's hachana which is remuza b'tayra, so then, he would have the p'tur, potentially, of osik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. It takes on a status of a mitzvah, even though it's not one of the 613. Unbelievable. It's a gevaldig netziv. It's incredible. Vart from the netziv. And that's how he's miyashiv the Ramah that he quotes regarding building a sukkah, mitzvah bal yotcha al tach mitzena. Mamish beautiful shtickle from the netziv. Okay? It's getting a little bit late. Let's just speak out from the Birchas Avram. The Birchas Avram is also bothered by this kasha of what, how do we deal with these two halachas of Zriz Magdimin and Mitzvah B'al Yotcha Al Tach Mitzena. And the Birchas Avram quotes two mahalchim, one from Abarach Ber and one from Rav Nachum Pertzavitz. Mamish, you know, the Heintig is Abarach Ber, Tamar Rav Chaim, Rav Nachum, Rashiv of what's it called? Of the Mir. So, what do they say? What do they say? Rav Baruch Ber's Mahalach, the Birchas Avram quotes, it's a nice piece. Thank you. Rav Baruch Ber quotes, he says over here, of art from Baruch Ber, he says that the difference is regarding the type of mitzvah that you're dealing with. Some mitzvahs have a specific time frame. For example, Mila, you need to do it on the eighth day. The question is, when in the eighth day? So there we have the concept of Zrizim. Zrizim tells you to do it earlier in the day. So where does the concept of mitzvah bal yotcha al tach mitzena come in? Zakter Baruch Ber, that comes in a different way. Sometimes there's a mitzvah that doesn't have a specific time frame. You need to do the mitzvah, but it doesn't say specifically when. At some point, you need to do it. So there, Zakter Baruch Ber, there's the musig of mitzvah bal yotcha al tach mitzena. If you just let it sit, you know what is going to end up happening? The mitzvah will become chametz. It'll become chametz, right? It'll become sour. That's just delaying of the mitzvah. But Zrizim is that when there's a specific time frame, so you should do it earlier as opposed to later. That's what Baruch Ber's vart. 1 second before the question. That's what Baruch Ber's vart. it's an interesting pshat. It's a nice, you know, perspective. Maybe the pshat is because mitzvah v'liyotcha al tach mitzena, the lashon is that it'll become chametz, but not that it'll totally get lost. If there's a specific time frame when you need to do the mitzvah, so then if you don't do it within that time frame, you know what's going to happen? The mitzvah's gone. So maybe that's why he said that that's not included in mitzvah v'liyotcha al tach mitzena. It's a mitzvah without a time frame, that's called al tach mitzena. But if it has a time frame, so if you just don't do it earlier, so then it might be, you might miss it lagamri. So there the concept of zrizim applies. Do it earlier. Yeah, Shlomo, you had a question?
Yeah.
What?
I'm saying, really by Avraham, there was no time slot.
Oh, excellent. Zok, Berchas Avraham, by Avraham Avinu, there was no time slot, there was no time frame, very good. The Berchas Avraham asked that kasha on Rabach Ber, and because of that kasha, he leaves off Tzarech Iyun on Rabach Ber.
What was it? No time frame by what?
There was no time frame by Avraham Avinu. Hashem just said go. No, by Akedas Yitzchak. Hashem just said go. He didn't, there was no specific time frame. It has to be this day and not before, not after. No, it wasn't like that.
Well,
so therefore, he leaves off Tzarech Iyun. What?
The answer with the
Tziv. No, I was thinking that, but even so, there's still no end time. Right? Even with the Tziv, that only started the next morning, but there's still no end time. Ish lying. The Birchas Avraham leaves this as a Tzarech Iyun on Rabach Ber, and Memela he discards Rabach Ber's Pshat. Instead, he goes with Rav Nachum's pshat. What's Rav Nachum's pshat?
Rav Nachum's pshat.
Rav Nachum Pertzavitz. And Avi was mechaven to Rav Nachum over here based on the lashon of Chazal themselves. Rav Nachum says a beautiful pshat. Mitzvah baliyotcha al tach mitzenu. What do those words mean? The mitzvah comes your way. Don't let it become chametz. That means do it. Do it right away. Zrizim Magdimah LeMitzvahs, though, Zok Rav Nachum, it means something more. It means, you're a Zariz, be Makdim to do the mitzvah. You should go ahead and put in an extra effort to do the mitzvah early. You go ahead and do the mitzvah early. In other words, the din of mitzvah L'yotcha Al Tach Mitzena doesn't obligate you to do any extra effort to do the mitzvah early. But rather, whenever your time, whenever you get to the mitzvah, or the mitzvah gets to you, do it right away. Fine. Zrizim, though, obligates us to actually put in an effort to do it earlier. What's the lashon of the pasuk? By Yashkem Avram Baboiker. He got up early in order to do the mitzvah. He didn't just wake up his regular time and then, oh, now I'll do the mitzvah right away whenever I finish Shachris. No. He got up early to do the mitzvah. That's the mahalach of Rav Nachum. It's such a geshmak mahalach. It's so pashut and so beautiful, and it works out really nicely. Now, just to speak out, halacha l'maisa, listen to this. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Hilchas Dalad Minim. Tafresh Nun Beis. Shulchan Aruch Paskins. This man of Lulav is Kol Hayom. This man of Lulav is Kol Hayom. But Zrizim Magdima L'mitzvahs, and therefore, we do lulav early in the morning. Early in the morning. It's even brought down to wake up and daven v'sikin to do lulav first thing in the morning. Why? Where would that come from? According to Rav Nachum, it's so beautiful. Because Zrizim Magdima L'mitzvahs tells you, wake up early and do it. L'chayra in that psak, it fits the best with Rav Nachum more than the other Mahalchim. Because we're not talking about Achanas L'chaira, Pashtus, right? We're talking about doing the mitzvah. We're talking about getting up early to do the mitzvah, L'chaira, that's the Pashtus. And therefore, we have three Mahalchim to explain the chilek between Zvizim Akdim L'mitzvahs versus Mitzvah B'aliyotcha Al Tach Mitzena. We have the Mahalch of the Netziv, it's Achana versus Gufa Mitzvah. We have the Mahalach of Rebarach Ber, that it's Tully in whether the mitzvah itself has a Zman or whether it doesn't have a Zman. We have the Mahalach of Rav Nachum that tells us that do you need to do something extra to do it early, or is it something that when it comes around, you should do it right away, but not that you have to do anything extra early. These are the three Mahalachim to explain this point. Let's end off. Did everybody finish the Berachas Avraham today? Yeah? Anyone got to the Shavuos Yaakov? No?
Which ones?
The Shavuz Yaakov is the Shiloh of the Dalad Minim with Halal. No, the Trumas Adeshen. No? Fine, so we'll do that tomorrow, Lina.